Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be telling you a story about what happened today in my business. And it's a huge lesson for you to learn, particularly if there's something that you know you need to act on, but you're holding off, even though you know that if you do hold off any longer, it's going to greatly impact your business. Stay tuned. This is the Billy Rickman Show podcast.
Being in business over the past few years has become increasingly demanding. As a business owner, it's getting harder to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. The constant changes and updates in business can make you feel overwhelmed. So the question is, how do you stay ahead of the game, stay motivated, and create a business that doesn't just keep the doors open, but achieves serious profit? This podcast will answer that question. I'm Billy Rickman, and this is Success Sessions.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast on a wet and rainy Friday afternoon. It's our last day in lockdown, hopefully. I think Brisbane's just been extended for a day, but after a three-day lockdown, it seems to be back to normal on the Gold Coast as of tomorrow, which is good news. But it's been an interesting week. This is the first time, really, that we've worked from home. Even previously, the regulations have been a little bit more relaxed and whatnot, but they've made a firm stand this time on essential workers, I guess. And so we took the position of working from home, and I have to say it sucks. I don't really like it at all. I don't like being away from my team at all. And I think, yeah, I don't know. Maybe some people differ, some people like it, but certainly I'm not one of them. But anyway, what's today's podcast about? Well, without going into the detail of it, I'll specify the details over the next couple of episodes, maybe the next couple of weeks. But on Tuesday, with a lockdown announced for three states, well, one was already in lockdown, which was New South Wales, then another one went into lockdown, which was WA, followed by Queensland, followed by the Northern Territory, and then South Australia also imposing some heavy restrictions and teetering on the cusp of going into lockdown. There was a strategy meeting held at our head office, and we sat down and discussed the way forward for our company, given that these lockdowns are so quick to occur, and it really puts a lot of businesses in a precarious situation, especially service-based businesses, obviously brick-and-mortar businesses who rely on customers coming to see them, and they're even worse impacted by myself. Like I just said, we work from home this week, but you know, we've still been able to operate because we run a digital company and everything can be done via Zoom, etc. But for service-based businesses that are brick and mortar, like, it's hugely impactful. But with so many states going to lockdown this week, and the fact that we service, as a coaching and marketing company, as we service brick and mortar businesses, you know, this, when they get closed down and go into lockdown, then it impacts our business greatly as well. And so on Tuesday, it had been a little while coming, but we finally made a decision, which, like I said, I'll announce later on. My inner circle group, my coaching group, knows the decision we had to make, because I announced it this morning, which I'll get to in a second. But the decision was made on Tuesday to change fundamentally the way we operate the company. And it was to remove one of the key points of difference that our company has that other companies don't. And it was something that was not something I wanted to do. I'd probably thrown about $1 million into developing this part of the business. And it was something that I'd been waiting on to see what the government changes would be, to see what the landscape would be in terms of the economy and the way businesses operate and whatnot. And it just doesn't seem to be improving. The ridiculousness of it with COVID was that South Australia was going to go into lockdown with zero cases, which is just absurd. And but that is the reality, right? Regardless of whether you like it, you hate it, whether or not you're on the pro-COVID lockdown side, or whether you're on the other side of things and it's just freedom and whatnot, the reality is that we are bound by government regulation and policy. And so as business owners, we have to make decisions based on what the government, I guess, at the time is mandating. And for a lot of business owners, this has been a very, very tricky situation because everybody's wanted to comply, everybody's wanted to get back to normalcy, but it just doesn't seem to be coming. And every time, you know, they say, if you do this, it's going to take us back to normal. It's like, you know, 14 days to flatten the curve. And then that became 30 days. And then it was like, you know, if everyone wears masks, then it will go away and we'll get back to normal. And then it was, you know, now we just need to social distance. And then it was now everyone needs to be vaccinated. And it just keeps the goalposts keep moving. And again, I'm not here to have a political podcast episode. It's more so as a business owner to understand that we can't really trust anything that the government says. The rules are constantly changing. The goals are constantly changing. The goalposts are constantly moving and changing. And so it's impossible really to identify what the outcome is going to be as a business owner and how to operate. But one thing you do have to do sometimes is make tough decisions. And that's what this podcast episode is about. Like I said before, this part of the business that we're now going to remove is, I've probably thrown over $1 million at least, but over $1 million I would suggest into it in trying to create this and make it work. And so it's something I really didn't want to let go. But ultimately, given the future and given what was happening, it was a decision that had to be made. And in business, it is absolutely essential as a business leader, as an operator, as an owner, that sometimes you put your big pants on, your big boy pants on, you pull your socks up, and you have to make tough decisions. That is your job, that is your role, that is your responsibility, is to make the decisions that in your business that will benefit the business moving forward so that you can continue to provide services for your clients. Because the other alternative is if you don't make these decisions, yeah, it'll be nicer for you in the moment, but long term, it will have a greater impact because you could go out of business. You could lose staff, you could lose clients, you could lose your livelihood. And the people who work for you and the clients that you service, you'll impact their life as well if you're not ready and willing to make these tough decisions. So for me, we made the decision on Tuesday, put a plan in place, and I let my coaching clients know on Wednesday, I think it was, or Thursday, that I'll be doing an announcement this morning. Today's Friday, and I'll be doing an announcement today. And, you know, there was a big group of people on Zoom this morning when I announced and I talked it through and the reasons why and what to expect from here. And we put a plan in place to obviously make sure there's no effect in the program and that everyone is still operating and working properly and they're still receiving immense value from what we offer. And you know what? It was met with, I would say, 95% positive response. There's a few people who have some uncertainty around it. Some people want some questions answered, some more detail, and that's fine. That's what I expected. But overall, it was really well received. And so for me, it's just like, I think that it's just a reminder that sometimes we have to make decisions in business that we don't like, that we don't want to make, but the alternative to not making them is so much more devastating. And if you have something in your business right now that you're pulling away from that you know that you need to make a decision on, maybe it's like you need to remove some services, maybe you need to increase your prices, maybe you need to remove some toxic people in your business, maybe you need to attract a better quality person in your business, whatever the case may be, but something that you're sitting on because it makes you uncomfortable to actually act on it, so be decisive and make that decision. Trust me, the last 2 days has been really, really stressful for me. I've been under a lot of pressure to try and get this all sorted before today, before I made the announcement, but it was a decision I knew I had to make. And sometimes in business, like I keep saying, you just have to make those decisions because that is your responsibility as the business owner. Your job is to protect those who you service, those who you serve as employees, and any stakeholders who are in the business, yourself included, and your livelihood and your future. And so with so much uncertainty in the market right now, if you do have some decisions that need to be made, I would say that you really sit on them. And if there's a decision that needs to be made that you know needs to be made, but you're just holding off on it, then act decisively. Rip off the Band-Aid, cut it loose. And make sure before you do that, though, obviously you put a plan in place and a strategy to minimize any effect it will have on the business. But you don't want to hold on to this for too long, because if you know that it's sitting there, one of the worst things that you can have is regret, where in a couple of months' time, your business is in a worse position now and you're under so much more stress when you knew months back you should have just made that decision if you had done what you should have done as a business owner and took that responsibility on board and just stood up, acted as a leader, and were decisive in your actions. So anyway, the little lesson from today for me, hopefully this makes sense, and hopefully it gives you some support if you do need to make some decisions, but you're holding off. And maybe this is just that little kick in the butt to go, okay, I'm going to do it Monday. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it no matter what. No matter what, I'm going to do it on this day. I'm going to rip that Band-Aid off. Anyway, have an amazing weekend. I'll be back tomorrow for another episode of the podcast. Until then, guys, I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Want to keep up to date with all my videos, posts, and free content? Head to Facebook and like my page at facebook.com/BillyRickmanOfficial. You can also find me on Instagram by searching TheRealB_Rickman.